Hello and welcome to English Pronunciation Pod, the English Pronunciation Podcast dedicated to improving your pronunciation of American English. I'm your host, Charles Becker, coming to you from New York City, the multicultural capital of the world. English Pronunciation Pod is for anybody who wants to improve their pronunciation of American English. Transcripts of our lessons are available at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. On our website, you can also download our full English pronunciation course in MP3 format, Best Accent Training MP3s. In this week's podcast, we're going to review two important vowel sounds of English, E as in eat and I as in it. Being able to hear and say the subtle difference between these two vowel sounds is an important part of speaking English clearly and correctly. Mastering this vowel distinction can be quite challenging. Many students of English make the mistake of replacing the I sound with the E sound. For example, instead of saying it, they may say something that sounds like eat. Still other students make the opposite mistake. Instead of saying eat, they say something that sounds like it. It often depends on what your first language is. In any case, this can be confusing to your listener. To a native speaker of English, these are two completely different sounds, so mastering their difference is key. The focus of this week's podcast is learning how to pronounce the vowels E and I correctly and distinctly. We're also going to practice these vowel sounds in some key words and a special accent reduction training exercise. So let's begin by reviewing how to pronounce E correctly. In order to pronounce E, your tongue should be high, forward, and tense. Your lips should be spread. Please listen and repeat. E. E. Now let's practice some key words which contain E. Please listen and repeat. Eat. Beat. Seen. Ease. Reach. Next, we're going to learn how to pronounce I. This is one of the most common vowel sounds in English. You may have noticed that I appears in common structure words, common grammatical words, such as it, this, if, in, and is. It's also a sound which is used in vowel reduction. For more lessons on vowel reduction, try my full English pronunciation course in MP3 format, Best Accent Training MP3s. Here's how to pronounce I. For I, your tongue is also high and forward, but it is slightly lower than it is for E. I is also more relaxed than E. Relax the center of your tongue and feel the air flow over it. Your lips are neutral. They are not spread and they are not forward. So again, your tongue is high and forward, but the center is somewhat lower and relaxed. Please listen and repeat. I. I. Now let's practice some key words of English containing I. It. Bit. Sin. Is. Rich. We're going to do another exercise for distinguishing between E and I. But before we do that, I want to address a common misconception about the difference. Students are often told by their English teachers that the difference between E and I is that E is a long vowel and I is a short vowel. However, this is not exactly true. The real difference between E and I has nothing to do with how long the vowel is. The real difference is the position and tension level of the tongue and lips, as I've just shown you. It is possible for I to be a long vowel. A vowel is only long if it is on a stressed syllable. For example, let's take the word begin. Begin has two vowels. The first vowel is E. The second vowel is I. But notice how the second vowel, I, is longer than the first because it falls on the stressed syllable. Begin. The length of a vowel, how long a vowel is, relates to syllable stress and not to the vowel itself. Any vowel can be long or short. Now we're going to move on to an exercise which will help you further develop that subtle difference between E and I. You're going to hear a pair of words. The words are exactly the same except for the vowel sound. The first word contains E, and the second word contains I. Listen and repeat each pair of words, paying careful attention to the difference in vowel sounds. Remember, for I, your tongue is slightly lower and more relaxed in the center than it is for E. Please listen and repeat. Eat. It. Beat. Bit. Seen. Sin. Ease. Is. Reach. Rich. Learning the difference between E and I is a gradual process, but if you work at it regularly and practice as often as you can, you're going to get it. Accent reduction is primarily a physical activity. It's important to have the right training tools for better pronunciation. That's why I recommend that you try my full English pronunciation course in MP3 format, Best Accent Training MP3s. No matter what your first language is, Best Accent Training has the lessons you need for speaking English clearly and correctly. Best Accent Training MP3s contains all the sounds of English, with step-by-step instructions and lots of practice exercises. You get MP3 lessons on every vowel of English, every consonant, syllable stress lessons, intonation lessons, and connected speech. Best of all, Best Accent Training is a fast and easy download that you can put on your MP3 player and take with you wherever you go. I specifically designed it for that purpose. Best Accent Training MP3s available for download at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions about this podcast, feel free to contact me at contact@EnglishPronunciationPod.com. From New York, this is Charles Becker saying thank you for joining us and see you next time.